Welcome to the house of God. We're going to continue to worship. Welcome, those of us who are here for first time, welcome. I know it's a long weekend and some people are away. Nonetheless, we are here to worship the Lord and exalt His name. Every last week of the month, we want to have extended worship. The kids stay here with us. Normally the kids go upstairs. We will just look briefly into the Word of God and continue to exalt the Lord. Amen. That's what we do every last Sunday of the month. I just want to share a little bit concerning what Pastor Selena talked about last week. We've been doing I don't know whether to call it a series or not, but yeah, just going through who we are as Gateway City Church, what our vision and mission is. How do we function? Last week we talked about the drills that we do, okay? Do we remember? Okay. There are three things that we do as a church and we want to, continue to do that. The first is, you know, a big group of, people coming together. We call that the celebration. We come on a Sunday evening to celebrate God's goodness and greatness. And then, breaking that down to a smaller group, we call it the Connect. Okay. That's where we have smaller groups come together to just connect with one another. And of course, finally, there is the core, which is a mentoring group and different individuals. I mean, you will be challenged. You are challenged to just find people that can mentor you. And this is what we call, this is our drills. This is our routine. Okay. We do this all the time. We come in celebration. We come in the connect as well as, some of us. In fact, we challenge all of us to find a core group where you can be mentored and where you can mentor, another person. Okay. The other thing that we also talked about or want to talk about is how we develop ourselves. Okay. And that is, what we call our development. So we have our drills and then our development. There are four things that we do that help us develop ourselves as individuals as well as a church. Now these four things go on and on as a cycle, as well as for sometimes, in some seasons, all these four things happen at the same time. And so, what are they? Number one, very briefly, number one, what we want to do to develop ourselves is we want to engage. Alright, this talks about evangelism. Turn with me to the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28. I know we are familiar with this, but it's good to look at it again. Matthew 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." This passage, Jesus gives a commission to his disciples and says, go to the ends of the earth. Go, and I need you, Jesus says. This is what I want you to do. Go and make disciples. Go and teach them everything that I've commanded you, and I'm going to be with you always. Go and teach them. One of the things we want to do as a church is to go and engage with people, to engage with community. You know, for a long time, we have, I grew up in a church, and we have seen this very often. We ask people to come for our special meeting, come for our celebration, come. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, there's absolutely nothing wrong with inviting people to come. In fact, I challenge each one of us to go and bring a friend. Every Sunday, go and bring a friend. Invite someone to come. But in the Great Commission, when the Lord says to his disciples, he used the word go. Go and make disciples. It talks about moving out of your comfort zone. It talks about stepping forward. It talks about stepping out of where you are at right now and then engage. And that's what we want to do as a church. You know, one of the things that help us develop ourselves as individuals as well as a church is the act of going and engaging. All of us know that, you know, we are very big in the sports ministry. And one of the reasons why we want to do that is to be where the people are, is to go and engage with them. Let me pause for a moment and ask ourselves this question. Okay? Besides coming to church on a Sunday, going to connect group on a Friday or a Saturday or any other day that you do connect group, right? And having your mentoring process, all of this has to do with being around believers, right? What are some of the activities, some of the events that causes us as individuals or as a group to go and engage? Do we make effort in our college, in our schools, in our workplace to engage with people, to tell people of the good news of God, to go and make disciples? So the first step of development is going out, engaging. Second is discipleship, which is what we call equipped. Equip. We need to equip ourselves to have a firm foundation. And the primary way to equip is through the Word of God, through the studying of the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that all Scripture is God-breathed. It is inspired by God. And it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All Scripture is God-breathed, inspired by God, useful for teaching, and it's not only used for teaching, but the Bible says it is used for rebuking and correcting, training in righteousness. For some of us, teaching is fine, just listen, okay? When we come to rebuking and correcting, a lot of times we say, thank you very much. Just let me be, leave me alone. You know, when our parents or our, in your workplace or wherever you are, our teachers correct us, rebuke us, train us, we say, Just give us the information and then I'll decide what to do with it. And a lot of times as human beings, we have this kind of mentality. Just give us the information and then I'll decide what to do with it. And so sometimes we can live our Christian life coming to church, going to church, reading the Word of God over and over and over again, and we've got lots of knowledge, but weak foundation. Why? Because we are not willing to be corrected, to be rebuked, to be trained in righteousness. And so the challenge, the second challenge that we have in the area of development, to grow as a disciple, the Lord says, go and make disciples of all nations, right? And therefore, in order to make disciple, we have to be, first of all, a disciple. And if we want to be a disciple, we need to be taught, and sometimes to be rebuked, corrected, and trained, so that we can be thoroughly equipped, as Paul tells Timothy, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Number three, engage, equip. Number three is to empower. Empower. This has to do with service. The vision of our church is to empower the generations, impact nations. Okay. Empower the generations. Empowering the generations, impacting nations. And what we want to do as a church is to begin to release people into the ministry that God has called each one of us. To be released to do everything that God has called us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. These are some of my favorite scriptures as a young Christian. And the Lord, as I was preparing this, reminded me of this scripture. It says, let's read from verse 55. 54 says, just the sentence before that says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks, verse 57, thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, of course, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Give yourself fully to serve the Lord. Give yourself. And this can only come when we are equipped. Second Timothy tells us that all scripture is useful so that we can be thoroughly equipped. And as we are thoroughly equipped, then Paul tells the Corinthians that we need to stand firm. We need to let nothing, we need to give ourselves 100% fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. Look at these three things up here. 1, 2, 3. Engage, equip, empower. There is a fourth coming up. This is our development, right? The moment we receive the Lord and we come to know the Lord, I believe that we need to get involved in these things. And that's why we put it down as the development of the church. As we get involved in this, we grow more and more and more and more. It's not a one-day seminar, cannot be done. In fact, it's a lifetime, it's a journey of developing what God has placed in us. And we pause for a moment and ask ourselves this, have we, it doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian, for some of us, maybe 1 month, 1 year, some maybe, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But whatever it is, we need to be constantly, and it's, in one sense, it is moving from, engaging to discipleship, to serving, right? Being equipped, then after that, to be empowered to serve. But at the same time, it is all those three things together. Because we need to be constantly involved in those things. So pause for a moment and ask ourselves, okay, I've been a Christian for, you answer yourself, how many years or months or whatever? Am I constantly, right now, this very moment in my life, engaging, finding means to live out the Great Commission in my life, go and make disciples of all nations? Am I being equipped? Am I being empowered to serve fully? Standing firm. Nothing move us, regardless of what difficulties we may face in our journey when we serve the Lord. And if the answer to ourselves is, well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Or, the last time I was involved in this was many months ago, or worse still, years ago. Then my challenge to us is this. Can we, right now, allow the Lord to open our hearts, open our minds, and say, God, would you teach me, allow me to go beyond where I am right now? Number four. The fourth word that we use is to emerge, and this has to do with leadership. I believe that God has called us, every single one of us, to be leaders in our own right. Meaning to say that you may not be the leader who is on the platform. Alright? You may not be the one rallying people, you know, alright, let's come, let's go. But I believe that God calls each one of us to lead in some way. To lead in some way. The Great Commission itself, go and make disciples, is about leadership. It's about rising up and lead. Leading. And so it could be in a big scale, many people. It could be a smaller scale, you know, small group. Or one-to-one. God has called us, I believe, to lead. And every time I think of leadership, I think of Paul's exhortation to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 2, which says this, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. You look at this verse here, the things you have heard me say. So here's Paul talking to Timothy. And that's already two generations there. That's Paul. And he passed on the things you have heard me say. He passed on to Timothy. And then he tells Timothy, entrust to reliable men. 3. And then he says, who will be able to teach others? 4. 4 generations. Leadership, I believe, must not only stop at one generation, but it needs to go on. The things that you pass on to those who are under you, to your children perhaps, to those in your community, they must take it and they must be able to pass it to the next generation. And then to the next generation, 4 generations at least. Do we as leaders plan for 4 generations? I believe that if we plan for 4 generations, it will go on and on and on and on. Because when the first generation plans for 4 generations, the second generation already receives and passes it on. And there is an overlap, a constant overlap of what God wants to do in our midst. The things you have heard me say, teach, pass it on to reliable people. To lead. People who are able to carry on, who are able to lead. So that they can then pass it on and teach others. Now if you look at these 4 things, engaging, equipping, empowering, and emerging, it's a cycle, it's all related. When we talk about engaging and leadership, Paul here says, what you heard me say, pass on to reliable people who will be able to teach others. What's that? It's moving on. It's discipleship. It's evangelism. It's empowering people. And so as a church, as individuals, are we ready to say, Lord, here I am. I'm ready. Work in me. Teach, rebuke, correct, train, right? So that I can be thoroughly equipped. Help me to stand firm as I serve. Help me to walk in your ways. We look at that and we say, as a church, this is what we want to do. But as an individual, can we look to God right now and say, God, where do you want to grow me right now? What are some of the things that I've left aside that you want me to pick up once again? Maybe it's going to someone and say, hey, I want to do Bible study with you. Maybe it's coming at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, would you help me? Teach me. What is it that God wants us to do? Let's just bow our heads right now. As we bow our heads and say that prayer to the Lord, Lord, move me, change me, challenge me. I want to grow in you more. We want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to continue to glorify Him. But what God wants to also do is He wants to come deep into our hearts and says, I want to work in this area. I want to work in that area. I want to teach you how to engage. I want to equip you. I want to empower you. And I want to allow you to emerge as the person that I created you to be. Are we ready right now to glorify the Lord and just say, God, take me, use me for the extension and the furtherance of your kingdom. Take me, use me to accomplish the Great Commission. Take me and use me and help me as you mold me and shape me in the things of God. Father, we ask for God that you speak to us, minister to us, Lord, right now. And we pray, oh God, that you would come and speak, touch our hearts. Lord, that we would respond to you in obedience, in the things that you have led us to. Father, we pray that you'd come and bless your people even right now. In Jesus' name, amen.